ready for him when he gets in." She kissed her pretty daughter on the forehead, tied her expensive hand-knitted guernsey casually round her neck, and hurried away before her son or her husband could distract her further. With relief, Jasmine Carson locked the front door of her flat behind her. Despite its comfort and convenience, she hated it. For 30 years, she had taught biology at a private girls' school, and her rooms there had been her home. They had been high-ceilinged, impressively proportioned. When she retired, it had seemed sensible to buy somewhere appropriate to her needs, and she had chosen a ground-floor flat in a new, well-appointed block on the seafront. She had always been congratulated on her common sense, and while she had been tempted to move somewhere older, to a cottage, perhaps, with a garden, she had resisted in favour of central heating and a built-in kitchen. Now she was too proud, too afraid, perhaps, of making a worse mistake, to move again, and knew that the flat would be her home until she died. She supposed that she would get used to it. Already she could bear what had seemed the unbearable heat of the communal areas, and she presumed that the older residents, most of them elderly, would come to realise that she had no interest in the lives of their children who lived in Milton Keynes or Johannesburg, would stop showing her photographs of apparently